The difference between mediocrity and excellence is often a matter of effort. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, we learn how to avoid living a life of mediocrity. Enjoy.
Most people will never be truly successful. The pull towards mediocrity is too strong. As David Schwartz once penned, all around you is an environment that is trying to pull you down to second-class street. Most people will never escape the pull. Much of the thinking around us is small-minded. Most people are overly concerned with beating the other guy, usually through manipulation and politics. As a result, they're left fighting for scraps with the other 99%. It doesn't have to be this way. A life of your deepest dreams, 100% financial independence, being your own boss, traveling the world with your family, whatever, is available if you know where to start. But most people will never turn away from the safety and security of the crowd to realize this. Most people hate failure. They run from it. In their eyes, if they suck at something, it means they suck. Since their self-worth is tied directly to their performance, any failure is proof they aren't good enough. But this is exactly why they'll stay in mediocrity. If they aren't willing to fail, they aren't able to learn from their mistakes. If they never learn, they'll never grow and develop into something more. Would you like me to give you a formula for success? It's quite simple, really. Double your rate of failure. You are thinking of failure as the enemy of success, but it isn't at all. You can be discouraged by failure, or you can learn from it. So go ahead and make mistakes. Make all you can. Because remember, that's where you will find success. Thomas J. Watson. If you're not willing to fail, you guarantee you'll stay average at best. If you want to grow into an extraordinary version of yourself, you must be willing to fail. A lot. Failure brings humility. It develops your character. It helps you laugh at your mistakes and not take things so seriously. Like a plant placed from the shade into sunlight, your growth rate will accelerate 10 times. When I first started blogging, I was terrified of one thing in particular: negative feedback. I still remember to this day a comment from an early article that read, "This is the worst article I've ever read." I was broken up about it for months. After that, I made all my articles as vanilla and non-controversial as possible. Before I hit publish, I would ask myself, "No one could criticize this, right?" I was terrified of failure and rejection. As a result, my writing stayed mediocre and average for years, until I finally started to embrace the possibility of failure. Benjamin Hardy put it this way: "Don't seek praise, seek criticism." If you embrace the possibility of failure, you open yourself up to enormous success you've never seen before. Most people would choose entertainment and distraction instead of learning and growing. It's not surprising. Learning is hard. Going to counselling, becoming a student of your craft, and constantly failing aren't fun. In the words of Hal Elrod, "Repetition can be boring or tedious, which is why so few people ever master anything." This is great news for the rest of us, though. Uber-successful entrepreneur Darren Hardy once remarked that he's always glad when something is difficult, because that means most people won't ever do it. The competition will always be low. Prioritizing learning and self-education may be new for you, but know this: for every day you read a book, millions of others didn't. For every morning you woke up early to create and produce, millions of others slept in. For every day you kept going, millions of others quit. Ironically, the fiercest competition is for the second-class prizes. Once you prioritize learning, you become aware of the 1% of opportunities that are truly life-changing. More importantly, these opportunities have incredibly less competition. most people will continue fighting for scraps with the mediocre majority. That's a game you don't want to win. Instead, quit the game entirely. Leave the crowd. Choose learning and self-education instead of entertainment and distraction. Deep down, most people don't think they have what it takes to be extraordinary. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Of course, if you don't believe you can, you surely won't. I blogged for 4 years and never got more than 200 subscribers. Looking back, I see now that I never really believed I could produce truly great writing. In the past couple months, I've gained more than 5,000 subscribers. This is because I started to take my writing seriously, started to take myself seriously. I began believing in myself. I started acting like a winner before I found any success. So what did I do? I bought a $500 writing course. I started waking up at 6 a.m. every day to write. I've spent hundreds of dollars on personal development books. I treat myself like someone who knows they're one of the best writers on the internet. Soon, I will be. No one is ready for a thing until he believes he can acquire it. Napoleon Hill. I found that once you tell your mind what to do, it will make it happen. Right now, my sole goal is to gain 100,000 email subscribers over 6 months. What's crazy is I actually believe this can happen. As a result, my mind is always subconsciously finding solutions to make this happen. Most people will never experience the surge of excitement after beginning to truly believe enormous success is possible. Winners act like winners before they become winners. They believe they can succeed, and their mind starts working on how to get there.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.